This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For the conversation, depending on the time of day, for some folks it's early in the morning, other folks it's what we call morning drive, and for some it's late in the morning, all of it appropriate to the day. Jennifer Horn is here. She's appropriate for the program, has proven so over many years. Victoria Keelan also proving herself first, fast, and factual. Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington. So what's the most important story of the hour, Jennifer?
Well, I don't know if it's the most important story of the hour, but certainly the most important story of the last month or so has been immigration, the battle on the border, and the Supreme Court this week handed the Trump administration a victory in its battle to clamp down on illegal immigration by making it easier to detain immigrants with criminal records. The ruling that the federal immigration authorities can detain immigrants awaiting deportation any time after they've been released from prison on criminal charges represents a victory for the president. This was what the justices talked about. They talked about a group of mostly green card holders, and the holders argued that unless immigrants were picked up immediately after finishing their prison sentence, they should get a hearing to argue for their release while deportation proceedings go forward. This is why ICE tries to cooperate with local municipalities to get them as they come out of jail so that they can send them back to their country of origin. But the Supreme Court split on a 5-4 decision this week, ruled against them, deciding that federal immigration officials can detain non-citizens at any time after they're released from local or state custody, after they've been in prison. The court also ruled that the government maintains broad discretion to decide who would represent a danger to the community in deciding who to release or detain. This is, I think, maybe one of those places where many people can agree that someone who comes here illegally, commits a crime, ends up serving time in our jail, and is then protected by local municipalities, that's probably the wrong move. It seems, I think most Americans would agree that they should be returned. That they should be returned to their country.
And they ought to be put, no. These people, when they get into that circumstance, they've had a past criminal record. They ought to be deported. No, they should be. I'm for jail reform, but if these people have committed serious crimes, they ought not to be sent back to their country, because all they'll do is figure out a way to come back here again. Wasn't there an example of somebody who'd done that 9 times, Jennifer, in Southern California, and went drunk driving and killed somebody?
But these are people who have already served their time, so they've already gotten out of jail. Do you let them back into our society, or do you send them back to their country? And I think the answer is you send them
back.
But
don't we all think that sending them back, deporting them, is a waste of time because they just come back here anyway, over and over and over and over again?
But why would you want to let a criminal stay here?
I don't want to let them. Well, if they paid their debt to society, what I think, here's the way this ought to be handled, in my opinion. If you want to be here so badly, and you have committed a crime, and you paid the price, then the only way that you stay, part of payback, if you will, is becoming, you have to go to some class or somehow or other become an American citizen. If you want to be here and you paid your debt, isn't that you make them become citizens? Otherwise, if you get caught again, you go back to jail automatically. It's kind of like your parole officer. If he doesn't hear from you, people that go to jail, they get out, they still have to check in with the parole officer. Do these people who are non-citizens have parole officers when they get out of jail?
I would imagine everybody does.
I don't know.
It depends on what the crime is, right? Because not everyone, right? If you serve your time, then I don't know that every single, I don't know the answer to this because I have never been to jail, but I think, depending on whatever the crime is, if you've served your time, then not everyone has to continue meeting with a parole officer after that, right?
So, I'm not sure. Yeah, we're here sounding like a bunch of dummies because we don't know. This is so nuanced. This is the story of a Cambodian immigrant. Everybody thinks this about Hispanics, but it's not. This was a Cambodian who was detained years after he'd served his prison time for what the charge was, simple battery. That means he punched somebody in the face or something like that. And he found attorneys that would argue he ought to have been detained right away and offered a bond hearing to argue for his release. And the justices, as Jennifer said, supported that on a 5-4 vote. Says the statute doesn't support that claim. So, under the circumstances, again, a couple of things come out of this. The support for the process as it now exists, and the fact that it wasn't a Hispanic, and Hispanic, that was at the core of this, somebody from Cambodia, which brings around, once again, the focus on where all these people are coming from. We incorrectly think that it's all about South America or Central America, Hispania. No, it's not. Plenty of, you think the Chinese, they're having a great time sending people over here. Have their babies and all that stuff. They can settle in and become American citizens, so they make it easier for them to try to take over the country in 100 years. Or 50 years, or whatever their aim is.
Well, I guess they're, what, as I'll stereotype or generalize an entire group here, but they, when Asians come here, they don't commit the type of violent crimes that we see
don't.
A
You're
lot
right.
of the headlines.
Hispanics do.
However,
yeah.
they do have very complex, if you, you know, all on Canal Street in New York City, those are all a lot of illegal immigrants from China there and selling all kinds of, you know, fake bags and everything else.
That were made in China.
Human trafficking, and there's a lot of other stuff that, you know, that Asians, when they get busted, like the Yankee the Wanky salon down there in Florida with Robert Kraft, like, that's the kind of stuff that, when they do get busted, that's, you know. That's
Yankee what, the Wanky? That's the new name for that. Yankee the Wanky. Huh. Think about that one. Would you like to change your attitude? My suggestion is you change your behavior. Food for thought on the DJV program at 13 past the hour.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, "Why wouldn't you just try the Juul?" And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's Juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your new must-haves and can't live without. 21 days of daily beauty steals at 50% off, like the Anastasia Brow Wiz and the Tarte Toasted Eyeshadow Palette. Plus, hundreds of new releases from the hottest brands, a.k.a. 21 days of I want that one, and that one, and that one. Hurry in now through April 6th. What will you discover? Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm going to digress for just to say, well, we digress. We tell stories. The world is full of fabulous, fascinating people, and the stories are all about, you know, pretty much when you're, I do a special thing called People in the News. But this is more just a personal story that I want to share. I was just sending an email back to my pal, one of my best friends ever in my life, a guy named Ted Siller, who usually every holiday likes to call in and say hi to us here. This is one human being. He and his wife, Kathy, have two children. And they were both teachers for years and years and years. And they got married right out of college. I remember being in the wedding party. We were out on a boat. Never mind the whole story. But this is the story of their son, Teddy, who's now 34 years old. Teddy was born blind. And he has never in his life been able to see. He's gotten around through, he got through college, got through school, got through college, and got a job in a television station, of all things, as a producer. And he did all of his work in Braille at this station down in Florida, and has been there for a number of years. So last fall, apparently, he was presented with the operation, with an opportunity to have an operation on his eye to replace not only his retina, but because his whole eyeball was no good. So they transferred an eyeball to him. And after the operation, he could see. He couldn't see clearly, but he could see things, shapes, and you know, get sort of concepts from what he could see. So last week he had another operation on the other eye. And now the kid can actually, he can not see clearly, but he can see. So I'm just thinking, and
does he
was
have to wear glasses,
and I was
you mean?
Talking
like he can't
about.
Like he, is it blurry?
Well, he's never had glasses, and I don't know
right.
what they're going to do now, because they're still trying to sort out if all the connections have been made yet.
Right.
You know, it takes a while for all the nerves and everything to grow in to place. Like any accident or anything that you have, a cut that has to heal takes
yeah.
some time.
Right.
So I don't know the answer to that, Victoria. All I know is that he's had nothing but complete support and love from mm-hmm. his parents. And he has had a fabulous attitude toward life during any time I've ever seen him. He's just been a, you know, he's very serious. He's a very serious kid, but go ahead.
How he, when it heals, I mean, as someone who had an eye injury, as it heals, and I would imagine that your sight will improve a bit, they can probably mm-hmm. make some tweaks and things to get it even clearer and sharper for him. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why.
Anyway.
Be an organ donor.
Absolutely. Put it, make sure yep. your license says you're going to give away all of your things.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I have it and you do. I don't know, Jennifer, you do or Kara does, but it's a nice way to do something constructive when you're no longer absorbing air and space on the planet. It's a great way to do that. But this is just, I thought that was great. Here's another great story about a kid named Tadalua Adewami. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. he's a New Yorker, 8-year-old boy, a homeless refugee from Nigeria. He's an elementary school student. His name with his friends is Tani, T-A-N-I. He is the undefeated champion. He's an 8-year-old kid. He's the undefeated chess champion in New York State. For his age. You can see a picture of this kid with his smile, his teeth going everywhere. Isn't he cute?
Yeah. This story has gone really viral now. It started as a New York story because I don't know if you mentioned you buried the lead here. He and his family are refugees.
Well, I said he was a refugee from Nigeria.
They're living in a homeless shelter in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And he learned how to play chess on the floor of the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So that's half of, I buried half the lead.
Yes.
Yeah, I have it right. But I just look at the picture of this kid and just think, okay, that's good. Another good story here on the DJV Show, 21 after the hour.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the focus on the DJV show, Jennifer and Victoria and Karen, I have Camila Cabello in the news.
Nice.
Because
good job. You got it.
See, thank you very much. After how many months practicing, I finally got
it's
right?
It's like a year. It's a solid year.
Name is spelled C-A-B-E-L-L-O, but pronounced as the two L's together in most Hispanic circumstances of names. It's a Y, so it's Cabello. I got that. Thank you. Anyway, she's connected to that story that we just were focused on, that homeless boy in New York who was turned the chess champion at the age of eight. So Miss Cabello performed a major act of kindness, donating $10,000 to a GoFundMe campaign for this kid. Remember, he's homeless. He and his family are in a homeless shelter, and he has he's learned since coming to our country how to play chess. The family fled Nigeria a couple of years ago to escape the terrorist violence there inflicted. We all know the story of Boko Haram. They were chasing Christians around in the country. So, and the this fellow Tani, who was crowned the New York State chess champion, he's in the kindergarten to third grade category. I mean, who knew there was in chess? Even more incredible, he picked up the game only a year ago after one of his teachers waved his fee to join the local elementary school chess club. So all of the media attention here because of what the New York Times wrote about. They started a GoFundMe page, and Miss Cabello said, well, I'm going to give $10,000 to this. They had a goal of $50,000, and I guess they've made that, right? Tripled, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
The goal of $150,000. So anyway, if you want to go to the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/just-TANI, just Tanny. All right, and Camila Cabello doing a nice job to get the thing. It's a nice boost That gets, that's always what happens. They get a donation like that and gets a lot of attention. Okay, this must be good. Let's kick in.
Well,
some,
hopefully it'll encourage everyone else to join in, right?
Yeah, right. Yep. What a great story.
Yeah.
Neat story. Yeah, yeah. We're at the time here on the DJB program. All right, let's focus now on Lollapalooza. They've announced their partial lineup with a video that will encourage you to adopt a dog, one would hope. Lollapalooza released partial lineup announcement with a video promoting their partnership with the shelter Paws in Chicago. Janelle Monáe, I don't know, Lil Wayne, some of these other people that are going to be on stage at the Lollapalooza. It's in August, first weekend of August in Grand Park, Chicago. Feature performances from Jack Black's Tenacious D, Guns N' Roses, Slash, more acts are going to be announced. The announcement video features dogs available for adoption that are being shuffled around in a pen full of plastic balls. As they play, the Lollapalooza logo can be seen along with visual clues for each of the artists. The festival promises a full lineup. I think that's a kind of a clever way, isn't it, to do something good?
It's cute. Yeah. I love that they partnered with a shelter. That's great.
Have you seen the video, Victoria?
Yeah, it's very cute.
Is it?
Yeah, very cute.
And so what's the, is it the dogs running around in the pen? What is it that grabs you?
Yeah.
Most
well,
of
it's just, well, how, anytime you see, you know, puppies playing with plastic balls or toys or whatever, it's definitely a great, cute way to raise attention for the cause and for, you know, announcing the lineup for Lollapalooza. So I think it's great that they did a partnership.
Good. All right, so congrats to them. Sure, Warren Eckstein, our pet guy, would be happy to hear that story. 28 after the hour here on the story-filled DJV show.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your new must-haves and can't live without. 21 days of daily beauty steals at 50% off, like the Anastasia Brow Wiz and the Tarte Toasted Eyeshadow Palette. Plus, hundreds of new releases from the hottest brands, a.k.a. 21 days of I want that one, and that one, and that one. Hurry in now through April 6th. What will you discover? Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president says he'd have no objections to the public seeing the results of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Let it come out. Let people see it. That's up to the Attorney General. We have a very good Attorney General. He's a very highly respected man. And we'll see what happens.
Attorney General William Barr has pledged to be transparent, but he hasn't promised to publicly release the report. The president has again gone after late Senator John McCain over the way he blocked repealing Obamacare, over the fact he never got a thank you for his funeral, and says McCain turned over a fake dossier on him.
John McCain got it. He got it. And what did he do? Didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI, hoping
to put me in jeopardy. And that's not the nicest thing to do.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No, someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
That, Kara?
Yeah, I think everybody else did too.
Good for them. Let's hear it for the good guys. 34 after the hour on the DJV program. We're here to fill your inquisitive mind with information so that you kind of know what's going on in the world beyond your immediate world, if you know what I mean. So let's get to Victoria Keelan and what the best story of the hour is from her perspective.
Well, I think you may agree with me on this one, Doug. Monsanto was dealt a pretty fierce blow in court, and a federal jury this week has found that Monsanto's product Roundup, which is the most widely used chemical weed killer in the world.
Ads for it all over the place, every springtime, everywhere, mm-hmm. And it's safe. I swore at the television set last mm-hmm. night when I saw an ad for Roundup. You blanking a-holes.
Yep.
Like I'm talking like the TV can hear me. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, they were dealt a pretty big blow because a federal jury found that Monsanto's Roundup is a substantial factor in causing cancer in a 70-year-old man. This is actually the second case linking Roundup and cancer which has been brought to court, and there are thousands more cases awaiting trial with the same thing. The most high-profile case so far car was the story of the gardener. I believe he was in California and is in stage 4 cancer. He's dying, you know, within a month
or something. They gave him.
Yeah, and he got a massive settlement. So that set a legal precedent right there. And now having this federal jury rule in a similar way, this is not great news. Glyphosate is the active ingredient in Roundup. It was classified in 2015 as, quote, probably carcinogenic to humans. Mm. That's a very mild categorization, because over in Europe, this has been labeled as definitely carcinogenic. So
we're in a bottle or a can or a jar or a jug.
The United States has been very lax, but, you know, again, Monsanto, such a huge lobby in government, and, you know, you just trace the money, and that's
where
all
of farmers
is.
Think they're fabulous because the big farmers say it helps them to it's less expensive to grow the crops because they don't have to worry about the weeds. And the things that they do to genetically modify the corn or beans or whatever it is that they're growing helps them to grow more, and therefore they can make more money. I understand that side of the argument, but what are you growing? What are you selling? What are you doing to the planet? What are you doing to the people that are eating this crap?
Yeah.
And you know, one of the other wrinkles in this, Victoria and ladies, is this focus on the Midwest where all this flooding is going on. Farmers in many areas have had a real problem. The land that they have used is now being much of it washed away. The silt in the Mississippi River or any of these rivers are going to be have to get in there with excavators and clean it out because there'll be so much of it in there. But the land that has been serviced, I put that in quotation marks, by Roundup and products like that, what it does is not only is that stuff in the land, but now it gets into the water supply, and it's one of those.
And then you see
things,
fish with two heads. That's the end result.
Amongst other things. Yep. So a lot of these floodwaters are threatening millions in crop, livestock losses. A lot of animals have drowned as a result of the flooding that continues this week in the Midwest. So let's hold a good thought for the farmers and their families and the people that are working to try to find. I mean, the thing here is they can't move. The floods come in so fast, they have no time to get the animals out of the barn and move them, or off the fields and move them someplace else. So they drown. Cows can float to a certain extent. Horses and cows can both float. But if they're in, that's in quiet water. If they're in restless water, currented water, they have no mechanism to move themselves. So the water overcomes them and they drown. But if it's a calm lake or a calm river, then they can kind of just float down the river or across the river, but they don't have, you know, their hoofs, there's nothing there to propel them. They can't expand their fingers and toes like we can, or webbed creatures can, to move around the water. So they can't. They just, they're there. So, anyway, now you've had your lesson in animal husbandry for today. But those bastards at Monsanto, man, they deserve every bit of bad publicity that they get. Here's something else I'm looking at the admissions scandal from a different point of view. We've probably all heard, especially when it comes to the court case started here in Boston, but the main focus is on schools in California, like University of Southern California. They say they're reviewing students that have been linked to the admissions scandal on a case-by-case basis. In the meantime, students who are suspect will face some barriers. The university said it's placed holds on accounts of students who may be associated with this scheme. So what does that mean to the students? I got to talk to my daughter when I see her this weekend about, she's at UCLA, and they have the same problem.
They can't get
their
transcripts. They can't get their transcripts, so they're basically they're frozen. They're not able to register for classes, and they're not going to go anywhere else in the fall because everything's been sort of held up. Right now they're just kind of in that frozen mode while they figure out who's really guilty and who's not, I guess.
Yeah. COPD patients with allergies have higher risks of respiratory symptoms and are at higher risk for flare-ups. Today, being the first day of spring, is a rather perfect first full day of spring, perfect time to learn the facts here.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99, plus a $100 prepaid MasterCard. And don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you. Visit a Sprint store this weekend only for sizzling Sprint Saturday deals. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6 Gen 32GB 417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotch Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotch Yard. Pick up a Scotch Turf Builder program today.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Forty-four after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Jasinski is here with us. She is a James Beard Foundation Best Chef winner. Bravo, one of Bravo's Top Chef Master finalists. Has a restaurant in Denver, written a cookbook, so she knows what's going on when it comes to cooking, the tools that you need in the kitchen. Let's see how we can help everybody out in certain areas. I don't know, Jennifer, is this about just certain types of cooking, or can we get knowledge from you, all around knowledge with regard to the proper tools to have in a modern kitchen?
Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Doug. It's so nice to be with you this morning. We have so many cool new things in the kitchen, and I think, you know, professional kitchens, we do all these great things, but then a couple years later, we can bring it home to the home cook, and I love being able to teach people about all these great things to help them make great dinners at home and, you know, cook amazing things. So,
all right. I'm going to task you with something. I'm in the initial throes of actually designing a house that I'm not sure whether I'm ever going to get to build it or not, but I'm not a cooker, and I live by myself, But if I were to say to you, design with whatever the right equipment is, the right kitchen for me, where would you start?
Design the right kitchen for you, huh? Well, I guess for me, I would probably have like a combi oven, one of those ovens that does everything like steam and heat and all that stuff. But, I mean, you know, nowadays there's so many cool things. Like, I mean, we were talking about the Chuck's Nose Beef, which is a virtual assistant that you could have in your kitchen, in your house, your building, and it can, like, tell you everything about beef and recipes, so you wouldn't even have to worry about that, and that's really cool, too, you know. So lots of cool stuff out there. But I love those combination ovens because then no matter what you do at home, you have the right tool, you know.
There's a lot of technology around now. The ladies who are on with me, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, certainly probably more qualified when it comes to this sort of thing than am I. But I would like to have a technologically updated kitchen so that if I had somebody there, family, friends, whomever, that wanted to actually cook, I would have the right stuff. So I want to know about what, you know, if you're talking about Chuck Knows Beef and that brand. Tell us a little more about that and how it sort of blends into the focus of technology.
Well, you know, it is super cool. Chuck Knows Beef is a virtual beef assistant. You can have it on a smart speaker. You can have it on a smartphone. Really, you can ask it all these amazing questions. So maybe you're out at the grocery store and you're like, okay, I'm going to cook a flank steak, but I don't know what the heck to do with flank steak. So you can ask it, and it'll give you recipes, and it'll send all the ingredients to your phone so you can go out shopping for these things right there in the store. But there's also some cool piece of equipment that we can do now in your new kitchen. I know you're building. Pressure cookers are one of my favorite things. Really cool recipes that, as opposed to taking all day, you can take just short amount of time to make a really cool recipe. Because if I'm entertaining at home, I want to, like, spend time with my guests. And all this new technology really helps me, you know, have more fun sometimes, I guess, to have fun at that party. So that's what technology for me is good for, you know.
Well, I think there's a lot of stuff here going on. Is there, are we focused on just what's in the kitchen? Or can we talk about what the extension these days of the kitchen is, the porch, where a lot of grilling goes on? Is there any new technology in grills that could be used as we get into springtime and cooking outside?
Well, you know, there is. There's all kinds of new grills out there. And I like, you know, it's kind of funny. You know how we go further with technology? I love the smokers out on my grill. So there's a lot of great recipes to do smoking. And I know that's kind of old school, but I feel like cooking is cyclical. And things come back in style and they go in and out of style. So I have a grill at my house that I could use. And it has like an electric grill on one side, and then it's a smoker on the other. So I have all of it in one place. And, again, that is fantastic for beef recipes, too, because smoking some beautiful, you know, short ribs or anything out there could be amazing, you know.
What's it like? You've got a couple of restaurants in Denver. What's it like to be a restaurateur, given your background? Is it a real challenge? And the restaurant business can be pretty treacherous, but you've obviously jumped in with both feet.
I love running restaurants. Denver is an awesome place. It's an awesome community. We have amazing chefs here in town, and amazing products. I mean, so we're super lucky in Denver. I have 5 restaurants, and if people come into Denver, 5 crazy restaurants. They're all different. They all have some amazing things on the menu, and so I love that I can use this Chuck Knows Beef at home, and I can get cool beef recipes, and they're even, you know, they're great for all kinds of things at the restaurant.
I would think all kinds
of new beef sets I find out about, you know, all kinds of nutritional information I try to find out about. It's
good.
Cool.
All right, check all this information out. Chuck Knows Beef.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What we were talking about before, Victoria, the business about the dogs and the shelter.
Lollapalooza.
Yeah, let's talk with Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, about that. What was going on at Lollapalooza? I can't put my finger on what
Lollapalooza
it was.
Is partnering with Paws Chicago, and so they released a video that's encouraging festival attendees to adopt dogs from the shelter and from their. They're going to reach a lot of people with it. Lollapalooza has a huge crowd in Chicago, so it's a great partnership that they. I think this is new this year for them.
Yeah. All right. So whenever there are people, must come to you all the time. For exposure on your program, The Pet Show, to promote things like this. I know you don't have guests. You just talk to callers and answer their questions about how to better raise and work with their dogs, their cats, their pets. But in this circumstance, it sounds like something you would be happy to promote, it would seem.
I would. And,
yes?
and let me tell you about a change we made on The Pet Show. When I do the show live on Saturdays, I now do it live with a feed, not only on the radio, but I have a large 65-inch screen behind me.
Uh-huh.
It's live on Facebook. So what I do every week is I pick out a different rescue group, and I have a slideshow of all their dogs or cats that need homes, and I have it running behind me for 2 hours as I'm doing the show. so people can see the dogs for adoption. They can contact the organization that has these dogs or cats or horses or rabbits or goats, whatever I'm putting up that week. And it's been really amazing because now people listen to me, but when they watch on Facebook, they're hearing the show, but they actually see so many dogs and cats for adoption. And once you see the face, it makes that adoption a lot easier. I'm sure Victoria would agree with me. Once you see that face,
yeah.
Hold that dog, hold that cat, it's all right. So that's something that we're doing on the pet show. And any exposure that adopts dogs and cats is good exposure.
Yeah. So the help here, and more people are getting into this for sure. More and more people understand the importance of it, doing it the right way, that sort of thing. When I tell people that I saved Daisy May from a shelter, from a puppy mill, and they all say, wow, that's good. Oh, those dogs are expensive usually. And yeah, bulldogs are expensive. But in this circumstance, taking them away from the place where she was. But imagine the psychology. People forget that they're not commodities. They're beings. They're living, vital beings. They have feelings. They have knowledge. They have love to give. So when you treat them like a machine, which is what happens in these GD puppy mills, and Daisy's a perfect example. For 2 years, she never got out of a cage. She was in a cage, couldn't walk. She was in her own filth. And so when she first came to me, she thought it was appropriate to pee and poop where she was because that's what she'd been doing for most of her life.
People have to realize that animals are sentient beings, just like we are. They have emotions, they have feelings, just like you said.
My
and
God.
The bottom line is, you know, years ago, before the whole puppy mill thing came out, as I was a peace officer in the state of New York investigating, I went down to Pennsylvania, and there's a whole bunch of puppy mills in Pennsylvania, and I'm not going to go into it, but they're just horrible. And when you see the way these dogs and cats are kept, it just is so disgusting. I'm ashamed to be a human being sometimes when I see the way people treat animals. And one day, hopefully, and I've been taking this on for years, but one day, hopefully, there will be no more puppy mills. That's the major goal. Who needs puppy mills with millions of dogs sitting in shelters? And you know what? People say, well, I want my dog to look like so-and-so. After you have a dog for a couple of hours or a week, you forget what the dog looks like. You fall in love with the inside, not the outside of the dog.
Exactly.
That's what the difference is all about.
Yep, that's for sure. So I want to branch out a little bit. The way to protect, now that we're into spring, there are most people, especially in the northern climes, that are going to be concerned, once again, about ticks and fleas. So I fought the first tick the other day on the farm. So I put, I had a collar that I bought last year, and I can't remember, you and I talked about it, it's the most popular brand, and I don't remember, begins with an S, but it protected Daisy very well last year. She never had fleas. She never had ticks. She was fine. So at Christmas time, I took the old one off because it was only supposed to last for 8 months. Threw it away. Wasn't going to be much problem during the winter. So the other day, I bought a new one, and I put it on her. And I looked, and it was from Bayer. And it bothered me. And I thought to myself, why am I doing this? I don't support these no-good bums. They're the ones that bought Monsanto. They brought more destruction to the planet. So what do you think about the collar versus the drops and other things? People ask you this all the time, I'm sure.
I don't believe in flea collars at all.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.